finance and economics.
American banks. Main Street sags. At last, Wall Street can celebrate.
Capital markets are twitchy. When interest rates spiked in 2022, their response was fast. Stocks plunged, bosses deferred plans to go public, issue stock and buy rivals. Sharp-suited bankers suddenly found their calls going unanswered. By contrast, the economy adapts slowly. As inflation climbed, people did not cut back much on spending, instead using their credit cards more. With the labour market healthy, they did not struggle to repay debt as rates rose. The result was a bonanza for consumer banks. They raked in ever more interest from resilient borrowers as defaults and delinquencies stayed low. This mixture, no IPOs but plenty of APR, has been the status quo for 2 years. Now, however, it appears to be over. When second quarter earnings were reported by America's largest lenders between July 12th and 16th, it became clear that, at long last, investment bankers are bustling with business once more, just as consumers are starting to struggle. Start with the good news from capital markets. Interest rates, as measured by yields on 10-year treasuries, appear to have peaked. They have dropped 0.5 percentage points since the end of April. As inflation abates, investors increasingly expect the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates this year, then to keep cutting. And while the economy might have slowed a little, it has by no means crashed. America added a robust 160,000 jobs a month in the second quarter of the year. Stocks keep climbing to new highs. All this is spurring company bosses to make moves. At J.P. Morgan Chase and Morgan Stanley Investment Banking, income was up by around 50% year on year as companies began issuing more debt and equity. Firms including Reddit, a social media site, have gone public. Others like Skims, a clothing firm, and StubHub, a ticket vendor, may soon follow. With bond markets swinging around and stocks booming, trading desks also did well. On to the less happy news. Consumer banks' bottom lines are being pinched for three reasons. First, deposit bases continue to shrink. Consumers are well aware that interest rates are no longer zero and are enthusiastically moving deposits into high-yield saving accounts. The amount that banks are paying for funding has steadily climbed and continued to do so in the second quarter. Wells Fargo pointed to the deposit flight as the main reason its net interest income, the difference between what it collects on loans and pays out on deposits, fell by 9% year on year. Second, as interest rates seem to have peaked, the amount bankers can collect on loan books is gradually starting to fall. This is also compressing net interest income. Third, credit quality is slipping. Banks have begun to write down the value of their loan books, especially in credit card businesses as consumers start to struggle with their debt burdens. At J.P. Morgan, such net charge-offs jumped by 57% year over year. At Citigroup, credit card loans that are 90 days delinquent now make up 1.5% of total credit card loans, up from just 1.1% in the same period last year. These credit losses are still low in absolute terms, and consumer banks remain very profitable. J.P. Morgan generated roughly the same amount of profit from its consumer bank in the second quarter of this year as it did in the second quarter of 2019, despite having to deduct write-offs and provisions for loan losses that were almost double their level 5 years ago. But the shift does indicate that ordinary folk are feeling a little more economic pressure than they have done in recent years. Whereas Wall Street felt the pain of higher interest rates immediately, Main Street has felt it a little more slowly. There is a bright side, though. If the economic picture remains rosy with decent jobs growth, falling inflation and declining interest rates, then Main Street should feel the balm of lower rates soon enough.